And welcome, keep going, to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. I'll be your host today, Nick Scarpino. With me is friend of the show, Four Loko himself, the Candyman.
It's Mr. great Candy to be Andy. Back here in San Francisco. Yeah. I love this city, guys.
Do you remember the days between you starting to get drunk on Four Loko and now? Do you remember any of those days?
I've become more and more sober since then.
Yeah, you were.
And it wasn't until last night that I was like, I'm sober. Mm-hmm. I just did like a Robert Downey Jr. right there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, there it is.
I was like, oh, is Iron Man here?
I'm sober. Hey. There it is.
Well, there it is.
Would you look at that?
Oh, I'm Iron Man. There it is. Well, hey.
A little too airy. Well, it sounds like Michael Caine.
Am I doing too much Goldblum?
Sounds like Michael Caine.
Well,
I'm Iron Man. Okay, yeah. Goldblum. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. If you guys did not know, this is a show that we do each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We're off to a bang up of a start today, which I love very, very much. Of course, if you guys can't watch the show and be in the chat and be subscribers and all that jam, you guys could go to youtube.com/kindoffunny and watch that there. We archive it over there. And please leave a comment and hit that subscribe button. If you haven't subscribed to our channel yet, we've been doing some pretty cool things, including MCU review. We got some cooking stuff up there. We got a love and sex show a long time ago that we posted that we may or may not bring back anytime soon. So it's going to be great for you. Of course, today's episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you, as always, by kindoffunny.com/store, where there is a founder's favorite anniversary sale happening right now. Select items are on sale, including... Kevin was adjusting. This is a problem with not having a camera guy. Is Kevin has to do all of it.
Right.
So I start queuing up,
You could have talked about
we're going right. I lost it.
You could have been like these three shirts.
I forgot the shirt that we were supposed to go. Well, we have the varsity jacket, which is dope. We have the video games. We have all these great
shirts. Video games, of course, sold out. So we also kind of refreshing.
Yeah. Then we also have some items on sale, including the shirt that makes you look like Blaine. And we also have a hoodie on sale that I really, really like. That is dope. That one right there. Except Greg looks just stupid in that picture.
My brother owns it.
Greg looks like he just figured out what pudding is for the first time and slammed it into his face. I was like,
Ryan, go to Ryan. Actually, Greg and Ryan both look like domestic terrorists.
Yeah, they both look like if you saw them, if they weren't smiling right now, they belong on CNN. Yeah. As like they're the ones that caused.
And they were
the
like, he was such a good kid. We don't know how this happened.
Yes. Ryan, on the other hand, people like we're not surprised. We're not shocked by that at all. Nice smile he's going.
Yeah.
Greg just looks that. He reminds me of Alec Baldwin in that one episode of 30 Rock where Alec Baldwin had to traverse the space from the wing to the stage and he didn't know how to walk on camera.
Could never get
into 30 Rock. So they just kept making him hold. He was like, I need something in my hand. I have to have a coffee cup. And then by the episode, the end of the episode, he had two coffee cups in his hands because he couldn't figure out what to do with his hands.
Okay, that's
also
pretty good. I'm going to watch it now.
This shirt that, like, the fans kind of demanded $9.
Mm-hmm. $9.
That's you're super a female easy. Fan.
So for all the female fans who are like, put this shirt out in, I forgot who it is, but they're like, I want the kind of refreshing shirt in a female size. And I was like, can't do it because we'll sell like 8 of them.
Yeah.
And she was like, I will buy all whatever 100, 200 copies of it.
Prove it, dude.
Yeah, copies.
Prove
of
it.
Fucking put your money where your mouth is.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Step up on the court and let's fucking go to one-on-one. Let's go to town on each other.
Go. If there's a shirt on the sale or a hoodie on the sale that you've always wanted, but thought to yourself, hey, I don't want to pay that much for it, well, go get it now. Because A, it's awesome that you get a piece of that great shirt you've always wanted, and B, we're clearly just trying to get rid of all of the old inventory of these shirts that we don't want on the show anymore, store anymore. So
Nicole P thinks it's a mediocre product.
Nicole P?
Yeah, but if you go up there, a guy thinks his wife looks good in it.
Yeah. Well, I've also heard Nicole P is a drug addict, so...
I've heard that too.
Who the fuck knows?
I've heard that too.
That's the problem with Nicole P. Is you're like, cool, but like, I can't take your word. You're horribly
She drove in a Lamborghini just on meth and coke at the same time.
Oh, she was,
And she was like, mediocre car.
Mediocre car.
It's a good car.
The problem with doing meth and coke at the same time is that they, like, one speeds you up and the other will really speed you up. I thought one was a downer for a second. I was like, nope, they're both uppers. There you go. So that's that over there, ladies and gentlemen.
I have to sneeze.
Don't sneeze at me. Go the other way with it.
Go the other way.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Got it. Oh, I got it.
Why do I have... Why does it smell like old dust now that you just sneezed? Do you know, Kevin?
I do that too when I sneeze. It smells like old dust.
The smell of an old audio cable?
Yeah.
where you open up the thing where the audio cable is being held. You're like, God, it smells like an old amplifier.
No, and I'm
that
saying
is
we
what
know.
Just came out of Andy.
That right happens now. To me too. I think it's a Latin thing.
Maybe it's the chair stuff. Maybe there's a bunch of dander when I ruffled
no,
around.
No, Andy, it was your sneeze. It's not a big deal.
I think it just comes out
it's
of your
pores. It's
not
that weird.
It's possible that you kicked up that little area down there where it's just dusty wiring.
And that's, yeah.
It's possible that all the old audio cables underneath the desk
that
are
just
dusty
describing.
That you just kicked may have made that smell. But it's also possible that it came out of your pores.
Okay.
So there's that. A couple other housekeeping things. Prom tickets are on sale. Go over to kindoffunny.com/tickets and grab you one. That's going to be June 30th, 2018. Early bird tickets are only till April 30th. So you got yourself about 25 more days before we yank that. And then the $69.99 $70 price tag is going to be after May 1st. So go get that.
I love the merch we have coming for Kind of Funny Prom.
People are going to like a few designs. Colorful.
I'll just say that.
You're a talented man.
They are colorful.
The thing about you is you're talented and consistent. Those are two qualities that I look for in a lover. Next housekeeping news. Of course, we're doing this incredibly stupid thing where we decided to rank all of our friends and the brands that have supported us over the years in an attempt to basically ostracize our entire community that we've built in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Greg thinks it's funny. You thought it's funny. I've come aboard. I think it's fucking hilarious now. And here's why, because today's tournament is Cisco versus Tone Deaf. Cisco, obviously huge, has done so much for us.
Oh my gosh, poor Tone Deaf.
Tone Deaf, obviously huge, done so much to us as well, but here's the problem. Kevin, click on the next link down there.
Yep.
This is how Cisco brought it. I mean, he made a song
for this.
Why
would it buffer? Why would it buffer?
This is so awesome.
Tone, if you're watching, you are a person, you're a human being that I respect a lot. You are very, very talented and you've done a ton for us. But Cisco just handed you your walking paper, sir. It's time to get another job. You're out of the industry.
I hope this song references me looking like the boy from Coco.
He's like, kind of funny, best friends, including that little guy from Coco. Is that what you're thinking?
He should ask you to write lyrics for him.
Dude, I would totally write lyrics. But Tim told me I can't write lyrics because I, quote, keep saying break a knuckle off in that person, and nobody thinks that's a good idea.
What?
Hey, Andy's so tired, I'd break a knuckle off in him.
He's saying he'd finger you so hard that he'd break his knuckle off.
No. I didn't say anything about fingering. I just said that Andy's so tight that I'd break a knuckle off.
Fucking shit, man. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay.
Nick, what other way could you swing
it? I don't know, Kevin.
It's art, Kevin. Have you looked at a Jackson Pollock painting and seen a cityscape? Because I have.
No, you haven't.
No, they're just splotches. They don't make any fucking sense.
You're the best, Nick.
God damn it, I love this show. I love you two gentlemen.
Just a quick update on the polls. Still just murdering Tone Deaf.
Well, here's the thing. We put Tone Deaf up against, this is a tough bracket.
Yeah.
This is, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, to put it in terms of basketball, college basketball specifically, this is Duke versus UC Irvine.
Wait, Duke Nukem versus?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say this is like.
Irvine, great team. Duke, historic, legendary.
Mm.
This is Duke versus the Spurs. Am I close to making sense?
Wait, is this a 2 seed versus a 7 seed? It is, okay. A 2 versus a 7.
Is it 2 versus 7?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Andy, are we ever gonna get an updated?
No.
Yes, no. I sent Joey one, but I need to update it again after what happened yesterday, I believe.
You might wanna just put it on Slack.
I just put it on Slack.
What I want is the one that shows
general?
What's happening today. And I know that Greg decides it in the morning, so that's probably a physical impossibility because the second he decides it, he puts the poll up and then he goes, how can we know what's happening? You don't check our Twitter? You don't check your Slack? You don't check your email? You don't check your other email? You didn't see my text?
Now, Nick,
what about my
just put out the fucking, why don't you update the, how hard is it? Fucking circle it, scan it back in.
So
take a red marker out, circle it. Dave Fanoy versus Anthony Carbone.
It's easy for me to update it. For sure. I have a PSD at home though, unfortunately.
Why?
Why?
Because it's on the hard drive. I left it at home.
He always says that. Hey, Andy, you got that thing? Ah, oh, it's at home. Or I'll be at his house, be like, I'm in your closet. Do you have that thing? Nah, it's at work.
It's at work, yeah.
Sorry.
It's in the restroom. You can't go over there.
Go over there and vote for whoever you want. If you love Tone, vote for Tone. If not, vote for the Dragon. I will say, it's going to be a tough one for Tone, because he is against the Dragon. And Tone's moniker is Tone Deaf. So,
Dragon's just... If he can't hear the Dragon...
Dragon's going to eat him up.
He's done, right.
You know what we say for Cisco is Gobble Gobble Gobble, the dragon.
Because he's eating.
Burns you to a crisp?
That gobble, sounded gobble, like,
gobble.
Nick.
Oh, because he eats you. Okay.
Nick, that sounded like fire. Yeah. In my ears, it sounds like you have a flamethrower right now.
Thanks, guys.
Close your eyes again.
I'm feeling the love today.
Do it again.
Oh, man, I'm burning.
Oh, my God. I felt the heat.
You thought I was burning?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
That was really good. I like how you're like, oh, man, I'm burning. Not that it hurts, but you're just kind of bummed out that you're burning.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to go to Starbucks today, but instead I'm burning in this fucking fire. I'm burning alive. Remember how fucked up it was last season of Game of Thrones where they were like, she was like, you guys are okay, I forgive you, but I'm still going to burn you alive. My dragons burn your ass alive.
No. She said anyone that won't, like, kneel switch sides. Yeah. Which is fair. I think it's fair.
She gave him a shot.
Switch sides or
die. She gave him a chance.
All's fair in love and war.
And then whatchamacallit's brother. You remember? It was his brother. Which I didn't realize for, like, a long time.
There's too many complex relationships.
The little fat one that lives in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
The handsome tall guy that died next to that dude's dad.
Yeah.
That
was his one of the family of the guy that was like, I'm going to figure out how fucking dragon's wart works.
Yeah. Pull off the scales. That's the one. That's the one. You nailed it.
Turns out they just needed a scalpel and some patience on that one.
Yeah.
Some very descriptive Game of Thrones
I think he made some sort of ointment, too.
He did. He spread him, but he, like, had to scrape it off. Okay,
you mean Samwell?
Samwell, Game of G.
Tarly.
Whatever.
Is it Tarly?
Yeah.
Tarly?
Tarly.
Tarly.
Tarly?
Samwell Tarly.
Tully. Tully.
Tully. Tully's coffee.
Tarly.
Toyota,
it's T-A-R-L-Y. Type it in.
Google it. Kevin's got it.
Is it Samwell?
I think it's just Samwise.
Because it's Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings and Samwell Tarly. Oscar Award winning.
Oh, yeah, Tarly. There's an R in there.
You were really good at this.
I know.
I don't know.
You were really good at really long, drawn out sword and sandal movies slash shows.
Fucking shit, dude. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad for you.
Yeah, award winning.
Academy Award. Yeah. Best picture ever
Best
made.
Best picture.
Kev.
You want another update on this thing?
No. I think we see which way the tide's turning on that one, Kev. Can you bring up this next? Go to kindoffunny.com, by the way, because Greg and Joey are at PAX East. We've got a bunch of cool stuff, including panels, meetups, all that jazz. So go hang out with Greg and Joey. Go to kindoffunny.com/kindoffunny at PAX East 2018. There's dashes in between all those,
or you just go to kindoffunny.com
and click on updates.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Joe to make an actual top image for those. And actually, you know, I'll do that after this. But
why wouldn't we just make the link PAX East?
Oh, you can, but she didn't put it in the top stories, top images. So you can just go to kindoffunny.com and click on it. But you guys can go to updates on kindoffunny.com to see all of this stuff. There's a chicken wing thing happening. Today's Thursday, April 5th, so I guess at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, and the Dragonfly Theater, the personal history of video games, chapter 2, will be going on with a bunch of special guests, including one Greg Miller, CEO and loudmouth of Kind of Funny.
If you see Joey,
say Joey.
Get some cobras and just throw them at her. She loves
Don't throw
that
anything
prank.
At Joey.
It's just a silly prank.
Let me just be honest with you guys about one thing right now. Anyone who's listening to my voice, Joey is a saint for a number of reasons. Actually,
she
pretty
puts
much
up
just
with our
one reason. She puts up with us. We say,
I think you pay her to put up with
us. Shockingly terrible things on camera. So just imagine what we say when we're not on camera.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Imagine how we interact with each other when you're not watching us.
This is
the stuff that Kevin has actually said, hey, you can say on camera. We get out all the venom and the vile shit back there. And Kevin goes, no, yes, you can say that on
camera.
That
is true.
Joey has to listen to all of it. Some of the time she goes, earmuffs. She just doesn't listen to us. She's developed selective hearing.
There are so many times where you say horrible shit and you go, sorry, Joey. And she goes, wasn't listening. And it's like, oh, really?
She was listening though.
Lawsuit gone. The lawsuit.
Hey, glad.
Thank God.
But it's nice to have an adult in the office.
I just want to give you a second and say props on the website.
Thank you.
Really, looking at this, like I didn't spend too much time looking at it because that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But
it's
now
a lot of work,
I love that we've got our little ad there.
Ad block.
We've got
for
a schedule that says what content is going up today. That's cool.
It's
That's dope.
It's very functional. It's very much just, hey, you know, Joey's idea for
Simple.
The Yeah, I mean, Joey had this idea of like, hey, what if we just kind of had a site where we could, you know, do updates like this and people know where to go? Because we have an awesome community on Facebook, Reddit, the forums, which I apologize, I'm working on that SSL issue right now.
It's taking a lot longer than expected.
Well, James got married and then left or something. I don't know. Or maybe he's in Ghana. I don't know. I don't read emails, but I sent him a login
to Ghana
info.
To get married.
I'll check in with him. But yeah. Either way, it's nice to have this. If you guys, it's nice to have this website as a central hub for some of the stuff that we're doing. Plus, you can get all our content there, so you don't have to go back and forth to the channels. But if you're on one of the channels right now watching this, because you're like Nick, I'm in Oi Oi Governor time, and I can't watch your show live because it's like 1 a.m. for me. Make sure you hit that subscribe.
I was really hoping to customize the website with all sorts of like. You know those the gifts with like the sparkling and shit, and I wanted to have one that said 99% devil, 1% angel.
Yeah,
and like really like
A MySpace page.
Yeah,
yeah.
But have the background just stars that are doing shit.
What's funny is I asked everyone for copious rounds of feedback, and you were like, "Nah, it's fine."
It would be really cool. How hard is it to make a pop up? Because it'd be really cool if we had fake pop up ads.
That's
like,
a good
idea.
You
know, the ones that are like cam girls, and it was just like me at a computer being like.
That's a great idea. Like,
hey, let's hang out.
And you hear like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And you're like, thank you, so and so. Appreciate it.
Thanks, babe. I'm fine with that, but you have to actually use that little tool they put inside themselves so that when guys tip, it like vibrates.
Are you comfortable with that?
Is that a real? You always know so much more than I do when it comes to cam.
That's true. I do a lot of research, guys.
$20 and I fuck my asshole. Like, you know, all that sort of
the
stuff.
The key, I will say this. We're off the reservation on this one. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't fucking matter because I'm enjoying myself and I know the audience out there is enjoying it too. I'm going to throw down the gauntlet on something that I have been thinking about lately, and it's just been perturbing to me, and I want to share this with you.
You're going
to
fuck your asshole?
No. I did that in college. The shampoo bottle got stuck.
You moved on.
Oh, man.
Porn, to me, has just gotten lazy. It's way lazier than it used to be. With the advent of the cam girl syndicating the cam stuff over to the major porn sites, it's the laziest fucking thing. You have a live cam show, which I'm sure is exciting for anyone willing to pay and watch it live, and then you go syndicate over to Pornhub, and then it's just 15 minutes of the girl staring at the camera, and then thanks, babe.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, thank you so much, Star Wars Geek 223. Thank you so much.
Like, I'm just saying, like, back in the day, you need to be a dick, which they don't need anymore, apparently, so we're just stricken from the record on that one. They don't need us at all. And B, they would at least fake like they were doing something.
Right.
There was acting involved. Mm-hmm. Not great acting.
You ever wonder, this is like going into like really bad territory, but do you ever wonder if any of them are like-
I think we're there.
Are like sex slaves?
Some of them probably
I always worry about
this
that.
Is the problem with the cam stuff, is that you know some of them are like in a bad area and they're either that's all they can do, or there's a gun like right off the side of the thing.
No, because
like, you better shake that.
Yeah,
thing.
It always freaks me out because I think of Taken a lot, right? How like they just auction off the girls,
and they would auction.
And
off.
I see them in a room that doesn't look super,
like a real room.
Yeah,
it's just they had that shot in, and I think it was Taken 2. No, what fucking movie was that? I want to say maybe it was Homeland.
I just picture that same room like in a big ass building, kind of like at like sweatshop.
Well, they said, I think it was Homeland. I think it was like 2 seasons ago of Homeland. Mm. And the guy like worked at one of the, like the hacker guy that figured out the info was like the MacGuffin of the whole series, like walked through and there was just rows of those quote like rooms that looked like that, like little bed, little thing, backdrop, whatever. And the girls were like, they weren't like slaves, but they were like, this is what I do for money. Mm. I got kids to feed, motherfucker. We don't have, you know. So I don't know. Never walk a mile in someone's
shoes. Man, I just
shoes.
Really put a
don't judge until
really
you
put a damper on this conversation.
Well, you ruined porn for everyone.
Well, I'm just concerned.
I'm still okay on it.
I'm just concerned about it all, really.
You should be. I love that. One of the things I love about you is that you're globally conscious. Mm-hmm. You're very socially globally conscious.
Thank you.
Conscious.
Conscience.
Freudian slip. Conscience. I don't have one. Kevin.
Yeah.
Lots of fun shit. Is happening in the news. Do you want to talk? Should we talk about that, or should we just continue to have a diatribe about porn?
Irk says to tell Kevin to stop. I don't know what you're doing, Kevin.
He was spinning a coin. Oh, were you spinning your ring?
I was.
It's fun.
Mm.
I can't fault you for that. But yeah, I appreciate you that. Let's go into this first news story. This is something that happened yesterday. Uh-huh. And in a weird turn of events, I read this story after the person the story is about walked into the studio to do Kinda Funny Games Daily. I was like, this is weird, man.
Right?
This is weird. It's a weird world we live in. The fact that I was like, 10 years ago I would have read the story and be like, that's so cool. I wish I could pick that person's brain. Today, I read the story. I go, that's so cool.
You can talk to him.
I wish I would have thought to reach out to Gary to ask him if he wanted to come on the show and talk about it today. I didn't.
Right.
But I did chat with him briefly yesterday. He doesn't have any more details to share with everyone other than that's here. But he's very excited about it. I'm very excited about this. Mm-hmm. This story is over on The Hollywood Reporter. It says, Rogue One screenwriter teases last Starfighter project. Quote, okay, probably shouldn't show you this so early, but here's a little something I've been tinkering on with my co-writer, Jonathan Beetle. I don't know how to say his last name.
Beetle, maybe?
Beetle. Chat, let me know. Spell it phonetically or not. Just tell me how to say it in a different word. Are fans going back to the frontier on Wednesday? Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Screenwriter Gary Whitta shared concept art for the last Starfighter, for a last Starfighter project. Okay, that's the quote right there. Along with the post were four concept art pictures that were unmistakable to any fan of the 1984 space opera film by Nick Castle. As fans were losing their mind from the tweet, a few asked if the teased project was a reboot or a sequel. Whitta's only response was, forgot to CC at Seth Rogen since I know he's a fan. He closed with, okay, back to work, might have a bit more for you later, and included a shot from the 1984 film.
It looks like the cat has really, really pointy ears.
The cat?
Because of the angle.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, there's like two coincidental things that are right near the ears.
It kind of looks like an orange Batman.
The caracals, what are those cats called?
Calicos. No. I was thinking just orange cat.
Caracal. They look like a Pokemon. Anyway, sorry.
No problem. Thank you for interrupting that with that useless piece of information.
Yeah,
in the original Universal pick, which starred Lance Guest, Dan O'Hurley, Catherine Mae Stewart, and Robert Preston, Guest plays Alex Rogan, a.k.a. Beta Alex, who discovered an arcade game he has mastered, has helped him prepare to defend, quote, the frontier from Zur, no one's know, and Kodan Armada. A request for more information from Whitta about his last Starfighter project was not immediately returned. Well, Hollywood Reporter, what can I say? I know people.
Maybe you gotta come get the scoops from us, huh?
Maybe you wanna hit up your boy Nick Scarpino, hit his Instagram, like that picture of me in the weird robe, and then holler at your boy.
Should we just make up stuff about
it? No, we should not. No. Here's the thing, Gary still intimidates me. And I'm almost 100% positive he doesn't like me.
I feel bad because I never, Wednesday is normally my work from home day.
Yeah.
And I never see Gary. Yeah. I don't think he knows my name, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure you know my name. So.
Jeff.
Yeah, close enough.
Gary.
Shout out to Jeff Ramsey's beard, by the way. That thing's fucking epic.
Looking thick. It's good. We get it. You want to make out with him, dude.
Oh, dude,
right?
I'd marry you. No, I already told him. I was like, if you were into it, not in like a, it doesn't have to be a sexual thing. Could be, but we could get married. It'd be fine. Mm. I thought like we'd be good partners. He would just do his own thing, I'd do my own thing, but we'd share resources.
50-50 split sort of thing.
Yeah, he'd get more, because he's a better human being.
Yeah, you're true.
Let me ask you guys this. As children who were born slightly newer than me, do you guys remember The Last Starfighter? Do you have any context for this?
Nope.
This is one of those movies that got, I guess, from my understanding, it's got a lot of complex rights issues for people who are the IP rights holders. Hmm. So it's one of those series that fans have been wanting them to redo for a very long time. Similar to Tron.
It reminds me of like a Dune sort of type.
It's more like Tron, where that it used really early rudimentary CGI for all the space sequences. And if you saw them today, you'd be like, wow, that's not good at all. But when you were a kid, you're like, this is amazing. Yeah. This is amazing. And then you saw Star Wars, and you're like, oh, wait, Star Wars is a little bit better than this. But it's very much like if you go back and watch Tron, that simple, simple style. And I forget the machine that they rendered them on, but it was like, it probably took 15 years to render one frame, that kind of steel thing. Yeah. But the concept's really, really cool. It's about a kid living in a mountain town who just plays this game called Starfighter. And masters it, and it turns out that's the arcade cabinet is like a training ground. So if you're good at that, you actually are being recruited into this space armada that's going to go fight a war in space with these cool ships called, I forget what they're called. I'm going to say gunstars. What they're called?
It's a cool name.
It's fucking dope.
That's a cool name.
So it's very much fantasy sci-fi. It's really, really cool. But it's one of those things where like I loved this film growing up. It was weird. It had some fucked up moments, including a part where a guy takes his face off. Very strange.
Face off.
And I know a lot of people, including apparently Seth Rogen, have been trying to figure out how the rights work for this so they can go back and remake it. Not because I don't know that it's necessarily a play for like, oh, it's like just throw money at us. But I think it's because people love it so much and they see the potential of
what
it could
be. They want to see it renovated.
Get it back. You know.
Sure.
So it's really cool that Gary is a part of this. It's really cool that it sounds like the man whose name I slaughtered is the original writer and owns most of the rights to it as well. He created it, so it's cool that they're both on board and that they both get a crack at this. I don't know how far it is,
know. It comes across to me as one of those movies where if you are not a hardcore sci-fi fan,
yeah.
it just sort of seems like that cult movie.
It is.
That sort of cult classic.
I mean, I can't speak to it from like a super fan perspective. I've only seen it a handful of times. Mm-hmm. I think it has less of a following than a Tron, for instance.
Right.
Certainly less of a following than a Star Wars. But it's the concept's so cool. Like, he becomes, I don't want to spoil it for you, but like, yeah, it's dope. He's the only one that can save him. And he's got this badass new ship that can like fuck people up.
That's cool, man.
But he has to figure out how to do it. It's really cool. I mean, there's a part where a guy takes his ear out.
I love stuff like that, right?
But I think you'd like it, man.
But I'm just worried about looking at it with new eyes.
K-Top 27 brings up a point that I think was the first thing that popped into my brain as well, which was the new movie by the guy that wrote Ready Player One, Armada, is a very similar concept. Also very similar to Orson Scott Card's Ender's Game.
Yeah.
So Armada is about pretty much the exact same thing.
When you mentioned training in a game and figure, I was like, oh, that's kind of like Ender's Game.
Yeah.
I feel like Ender's Game, different though, in the sense that like they were in, it was like far future, they're in space for the majority of it.
Oh, and they were training to be.
Just the end gimmick was the same.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, to dissimulate the two.
I just wanted to say
Ender's Game, they were soldiers, really they were training, they knew they were training to fight an enemy, they just didn't know how that was going to play out.
I didn't hate the movie.
The movie Ender's wasn't great. If you enjoyed the books, the movie sucks.
The books were really fucking fucked up.
The books are amazing.
Yeah, I didn't hate. I've never read the books. Didn't hate the movie.
A terrible person.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
can separate those
one of
two.
My one of my former teachers would go to Thanksgiving at the Card's house.
Oh really?
Yeah, at the family gatherings.
Janky AF said, not a ripoff. Ernest Cline, who is the writer of Ready Player One and Armada, said it was influenced by wondering if that sort of thing happened. Okay. I mean, again,
I mean, does that make it not a ripoff? That's the same conversation we were having yesterday.
Sounds like it's the exact same thing.
Yeah,
I have the same feelings about not a horrible movie. Why are you making that face?
It's not even a funny face to make, Reed.
Do the face of the camera.
No.
Do the face of the camera.
It's for you.
We're not moving on until you do the face.
Do the face.
There it is.
He was doing that while I was talking to him.
That's, I know.
you know what else is another movie that's not horrible? But on the surface level, you're like, why the fuck is this being made, guys?
Yeah.
The Warcraft movie.
There's another one coming?
No.
They gave up on those.
I was like, oh, man.
3 years ago?
I was like, they got David Bowie's kid back again, and they're gonna make another one of those bad boys.
I didn't hate it.
I couldn't get into it.
I was expecting to just be like, this is gonna be a fucking train wreck, and it was not terrible.
You know, the hard thing for me is watching a movie that's supposed to be live action that is like 99% CG.
Some of those scenes look so good though.
Some of them are cool. Like, I mean, I'm also not a big Warcraft fan. I didn't play Warcraft. I played like Warcraft 1 and 2.
Okay.
Back when it was like top down.
I only played World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I never played WoW. Yeah. So I know there are some really hardcore fans out there, but I could not tell you one bit of lore from Warcraft.
Yeah, neither can I really, but I enjoyed the movie. I didn't think it was like as bad as I was expecting it to be. And maybe it's because I came in with those low expectations.
If I'm not mistaken, though, I think that movie got caught in a lot of development issues. Like Duncan Jones, I know.
I think it took like 10 years to
make. But I think it took a long time to get that movie made. And I think this is the issue now is that, you know, you look back and you have superhero movies that have a pattern, they have a map, basically a roadmap of like, this is what you should do. Yeah, there's everyone knows we have not figured that out with the video game movie yet. Like there has not been the Iron Man for a video game movie.
Also didn't hate the first Silent Hill movie.
What'd you think of Alone in the Dark? Why don't we go through the whole thing?
Never saw that.
What about Resident Evil?
Do you remember when Triangle Head picks up that like the person
Pyramid Head.
Rips up Pyramid Head?
Yeah.
Triangle is what he was in 2D. Pyramid is what he was
when they
brought him to the silver screen.
Did you see my
Triangle
face
Head was the 8-bit version.
I would love to do a Penny Arcade comic where it's like Triangle Head and he turns sideways and he's gone. It's like, well, that wasn't very scary. We can't see him. Or maybe it's more terrifying
when he rips
when he's
off
sideways.
The skin.
That's cool.
That was a fucked up scene.
That was cool, man.
That was like, really
cool.
That scarred me for like life.
I don't think I ever saw that.
And it's not terrible.
It's not great, though.
I mean,
it's okay.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't know.
The ending's cool.
Now, I'm glad that the LG in chat references about that movie Mute. Still never saw it, but also by Duncan Jones. Critically panned.
Yeah, I have it queued up on my Netflix queue. Now, again, I give Duncan Jones a lot of leeway because I fucking loved Moon. You ever seen Moon?
Mm-hmm.
Also on Netflix. If you haven't watched it,
love Moon.
I think it's really cool.
I hate the ending of it.
Don't spoil it for people.
I didn't spoil it.
I love Moon.
Sad.
I saw Moon in like 2008. Well,
it's just so it's like, feels like 2010.
It's just very ambiguous. Yeah. I don't like ambiguous.
But ambiguity is art.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it just someone not having the balls to decide?
Well, then watch more Black Mirror if you like ambiguity. Damn, dude. Fucking got you, dude.
You did get me.
During the headlights.
Dude, no, you slapped me right in where I got a couple shots today.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Now you touched it again. No, you're fine. They used this arm as a pin cushion today. And I was like, draw blood from this one. And she was like, okay. Came over to that one. She's like, can't find a vein. Gotta go back to the other one.
Oh, fucking shit.
I was like,
shit.
Why is my left arm so much more powerful than my right arm? Like, mentally.
Because you're tired. It's actually, tired. It's worn out.
I, yeah, I guess I do. That's weird. I'm ambidextrous when it comes to that, to pleasuring myself.
Nope.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that, Kevin?
Don't, let me express my sexuality, Kevin, for once. That's what this show
let
is about.
Let your voice be heard, dude.
Let me fly my freak flag. Let me just let it fly.
You've been silent for way too long, Nick.
Just be ashamed. Thank you. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Do I have no shame. I've got that. I work right next to Greg Miller. He beat that out of me for the last 3 years. Zero shame. You want me to take my pants off right now?
Nope.
Cool.
Watch The Leftovers.
No.
No.
I just saw some. I saw TYTYW.
I'm not watching that show. You know why? Because I fucking know what that show's going to be. It's going to be a big cock tease for 3 seasons. And then when and if they ever get around to explaining what the fuck happened, it's not going to be cool.
It's cool, man. It's cool, dude.
It's not
Nick,
cool. You explain
to me
what happened.
I know what happens. Yeah, it's not cool.
It's not cool.
It's fucking cool, dude.
You know what would have been cool? Any other explanation for the smoke monster? That would have been cool. Yeah. Almost. But it wasn't.
You know what would have been cool in that show you like? If at the end they were like, oh, yeah, that actually happened the day after we turned on the Higgs boson, so that was it. Sorry.
Yeah.
But there was no explanation.
No, there's no explanation.
You never watched it.
You told me everything.
Nah.
We sat together.
You're crazy.
You looked at me in the eyes.
You're crazy.
Should I get a bag of Cheetos?
What?
Yeah. You should. This is the same issue I had with Walking Dead, right? Uh-huh. Is that I knew. I was like, dude, I'm going to fall in love with Walking Dead, and it's just going to string me along. And now, I haven't watched the latest season, and now people are like, dude, this needs to fucking end. But I don't want it to end unless, like, here's how I want Walking Dead to end, is people start dying and not turning into zombies. And then that's it.
Oh,
that'd be amazing.
That'd be really cool. That'd be really
like, cool. People, like, someone dies, and then someone notices, wait a minute, the person just died. They never turned into a zombie. And then, slowly but surely, like, whatever it caused
you know
it,
it's over.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
It's over.
No
reason, I don't need the reason for it, but just
tell it.
Society's coming back. Rick Grimes is going to be president, or put a bullet in his head. Who gives a shit? Because I stand by the fact that Rick Grimes, arguably the worst leader out of any small tribal group of people ever to exist, has zero concept of tactics, zero concept of strategy, zero concept of how to lead or like have people actually like do any sort of reconnaissance whatsoever. I think they're in that building. Let's go, Carl. Let's go kill. We have to protect what's ours.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, a little bit. I mixed them in there. I just like to pepper them in there.
Sure, yeah. I was going to mention, I did listen, I think I talked about this one time in the morning show, but I listened to Nerdist podcast with Damon Lindelof.
Fucking traitor.
And he talked about, I didn't work for them, I listened to, I listened to Nerdist
cool.
podcast with Chris Hardwick, and he was interviewing Damon Lindelof. Lindelof.
Yeah. Lindelof.
And he talked about
Rowan.
Oh my God, we're stoned.
Richard.
What's happening?
And he talked about
by the way,
he talked about writing loss.
I thought about you know how when you and I talk about the show, we want to turn it into like the zany, like Dan Le Batard show. We have bits and we have like we roll clips for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For housekeeping, I want the Tommy Boy clip where he's like, housekeeping.
We can do that.
Can we do that?
I'm down.
Kevin.
What?
We'll create imaging for it.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
What?
Yeah.
For housekeeping from now on, because everyone seems to love how long housekeeping goes, can we start it with the clip? I'm like, Kevin, let's go into housekeeping. And it's just the Tommy Boy clip where it's like,
housekeeping.
You want me for a pillow?
You want me jerk you off?
You want me jerk you off? And then we'll go into the talk about fucking whatever Greg's doing eating wings at PAX East.
Yeah.
How does that sound for you?
Yeah, that's cool.
He's into it.
He's reading the chive right now.
I don't know what he's doing.
I know what he's doing. He's finding cute cat gifts to send me, and they make me smile.
Yeah? Yeah.
You like those, though,
I love them.
He loves them.
That's why I said they make me smile.
So anyway, Damon Lindelof.
Then I sent them on to my wife and my sister-in-law.
Talked about writing Lost and how they wrote the pilot and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then J.J. Abrams was like, this is the fucking coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's dope.
And then J.J. Abrams was like, oh, I'm bringing my friend in. Bear in mind, Damon Lindelof, this young up-and-coming dude or whatever.
Go get her.
Bringing my friend in to kind of watch the pilot, if that's cool with you. He's like, yeah, sure. And comes in, and it's fucking Tom Cruise. And he's like, oh my God, Tom Cruise is here? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's dope.
So they're showing him the pilot. And then they get greenlit, and it's like, yes, we need fucking all these seasons of it. And he's like, fuck, man, I have to explain this and this thing from the pilot, and I also have to explain this, and fuck, I kind of threw this bit in there, not really sure what it was going to be, and yeah. Now I have to sort of explain, like, he talked about, like, having that, like, the nervous breakdown of, like, holy shit, I have to explain all this stuff.
It's tough, and it is probably, arguably, one of the hardest part of screenwriting, especially for that genre. When you're writing sort of, like, science fiction, like, deep science fiction like that, the payoff is so hard to hit. And unfortunately, they just missed the mark on a lot of those things. They got Evangeline Lilly in there, though. And they got Matt Fox in there. So those two together, super fun to look at. Mm-hmm. They killed off the worst character, which was the Dominic Moynihan's character the entire time. I don't like characters when they're like horribly addicted to drugs. You can't trust them. Kill them off. Peggy's boat. Not Penny's boat.
Peggy, because you've been playing a lot of Far Cry.
Right, fucking Far Cry.
Had a long night last night, Nick.
Did you get into it? Are you are you Far Cry 5-ing?
This happened to me the night prior. So Tuesday night going into Wednesday. It was a long night of editing party mode.
Yeah.
So it's like 2-something a.m. I fucking hit that render button, and the render's going to be like an hour long because my laptop isn't super great.
Yeah.
Or super powerful,
yeah.
Right? And so it's going to be an hour long. All right. I want to be awake to make sure that nothing fucks up, right?
Yeah.
That way I don't wake up at 10 in the morning and like
nothing worse
render fucked up. Yeah.
It sucked. You got like 5 minutes into it. You're like, damn it.
Yeah.
And the render.
So I leave the render going. And I hop back into some Far Cry. I had streamed Far Cry the night prior, got frustrated with it. Didn't know where I was going, right?
It's a big world.
Yeah. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah,
so I was
understand.
Like, all right, you know what? And to the point where I quit the game and I started playing Overwatch, I was like, sorry, I'm like frustrated with this game right now. Hop back in like at 2:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, it's 5:30 something. Yeah. And I figured out what I need to do.
Yeah,
like
you figure out the system.
Yeah, exactly. And man, I'm having a blast with it.
It's one of those games where I read a couple of reviews on it, not the least of which was one from Vice magazine. I don't know why it just popped up on my phone. And they said one of the words they used with the game was that it's big and there's lots of stuff to do, but it all is completely pointless. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it's a Far Cry game.
Yeah.
Like that's what these big open world games are. Like if you've played anything like this before, 99% of the stuff you're doing that's not part of the main story mission is fucking stupid. At one point, someone's like, you gotta go hunt down this cougar. Not the cougar that you get, which, by the way, you get a cougar at some point named Peaches. I call her Karen for obvious reasons. Talladega Nights, the Ballad of the
Valley. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they're like, I need you to go hunt down. The Peggies have been doing experiments on this bear. It's called the Judge Bear. You gotta go hunt it down. To which I replied, literally to my TV, do your own stupid fucking work. You goddamn hillbilly.
Yeah.
What do I look like? You're not paying me for this shit.
I liberated your town.
Yeah. What the fuck else do you want from me? Granted, they are paying you. They give you like $400.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm not going to go waste my time doing this shit. And that's the thing with Far Cry is that first land, I went to the first land, which I think is not Faith's. I forget the name.
John's.
Because it's confusing because it's John, Joseph, Faith, and like Jimmy. I go to his land and I do everything. Because I want to just level up. I want to get enough money to buy all the stuff. And then slowly but surely, I realized, I'm like, if you just, like, some of the guns you just pick up and they give them to you. And then, like, I was like, I want to buy a helicopter. And then I scrolled down three. I'm like, oh, I have a helicopter.
Yeah.
You just have one. So they make it a little easier on you than that. And I think by the time I realized, like, hey, I've done all of these side missions, all of these, like, what are they called? The stashes. I don't need to do those anymore. I've got my AK.
The prepper stash.
I got my AK, which I call the bitch. It's amazing.
It's
fully leveled up. I pull that bad boy out. I got all the item slots, so now I have 3 guns. I'm good. I hit Faith's level, and I shit you not, the first one must have taken me like 10 hours. This one I'm almost done. It's like 3 hours. Hmm. I'm like, I'm good. I'm just I'm on her final stage right now, and then I'm gonna go to the next one. So the game can scale to where you want it to, but man, it's just a fun game.
I'm having a fucking blast with it,
especially when you get a helicopter, and then you just look around. You just hang out, man.
Yeah.
Just hang out.
So I played some more last night, and then after my stream, played even more because I just wanted to keep fucking playing the game.
Yeah.
And I play, and you know, it was one of those like, all right, it's gonna be an early night. I'm gonna go to bed like at maybe 10:30, 11. Yeah. I wanna get enough rest because I'm gonna be in the morning show. Mm-hmm. Nope. Stop playing like at 1:30. I just couldn't stop playing.
Oh, dude, a couple days ago I was dead because I was up till 1:30 in the morning, like beating John's level. And that was brutal. You know, you hit that point where you're like, I don't want to fucking die. Last night I was a little bit more measured about it. I'm like, I gotta wake up for a physical today.
Oh, right.
Early in the morning, I got to the last stage of Faith's level, and I'm like, I don't have what it takes right now. Yeah. I gotta get I gotta use some potions or whatever the fuck they call them. Some herbal things. Have you gotten to that yet?
I haven't started doing that yet.
Yeah, it's... They're actually pretty cool. I gave him a shit at first, and I was like, that's actually pretty cool. Because you get, like, there's one called Fast and one called Furious. Just want to let people know that.
Okay.
Shout out to that. Greedier says, who was in the chat, and surprisingly talking shit, even though he's been a subscriber for a very long time, says, Nick wants a game where everyone does it themselves, like a film. No, I don't want that. I appreciate that as... The protagonist of the story, I'm supposed to be the one that goes out and does all these things. I totally get that. I want a game where they don't feel the need to give you all those, like, the minutiae, the stupid side quests, where you're like, come on.
Can you imagine those side quests that are like, we need to gather all these cows, they're running, and then you just reply like, how about you do it? And they're like, all right, I'll do it.
Like, how about, like, that's my thing. It's like, here's innovation.
Yeah.
They're gonna pay me $200 to gather the cows?
I'll pay you $300.
I'll pay you $300 so I don't have to do this shit. Right, yeah. And you give me the perk and you give me all the experience points. That's all I want.
That's microtransaction scene.
But there are just so many stupid mechanics in the games that you know that you can't stand. One of which is the escort mission. Fucking hate that. And yes, there's a couple of those in this. Then there's the, hey, just follow this person mission. Oh, they're getting away. Be careful, they're almost too far from you. And I'm like, No. No.
Games are cool, man.
I just say no to those. Mm-hmm. The mission that requires me to pack up the bitch and take out some cultists, in. Do I have a 50 caliber, fully automatic automatic weapon? Yeah, I got that motherfucker. That's not called the bitch. That's called the boss.
Oh, okay.
The bitch, the boss. And then I got my 50 cal sniper rifle. That I call Goldie.
Oh, it's called the baby. It would have been cool.
No. That's Goldie. Goldie
somebody, Rip asks, Smoke and Dave says Rip. Did the stream go down?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. There's a couple more news stories. Let's go to this next one, because Andy, I think, will have some fun things to say about this. This is over on page 6. Oh, wait. I don't have this. Did I do the wrong thing? How did that get copied?
Is this not a story?
I don't have the link to it. Do I have the link? Oh, because I copied it from my stupid phone. Hold on. Opening story. Ugh, stupid. Okay, this is over on page 6. Despacito sets YouTube record with 5 billion views. Now, it's important to note, this is not the Despacito with Justin Bieber, which is at only a paltry 7.6 million views.
Fucking loser.
This is Luis Fonsi's global hit that has now broken the digital
record.
Should
we give him 5 billion in one?
Do you want to watch?
No,
I don't want to get claimed
on
this.
It,
this video is more powerful than we'll ever become. We've struck it down, now it's become more powerful than we could ever imagine.
Can you imagine?
I mean, this is Gundam style. Like, this guy's... I don't know anything about Fonzie style over here. But the fact of the matter is, I didn't know about him. He does this video. He's huge. He's huge right now.
A Yankee, man.
And I want to know more of his songs. Is he touring? Is he a billionaire now? Because you hit 5 billion views, you think, hey, man, everyone knows who I am. I know the song, and I don't know shit. I know that it goes... Berry-zito. Doesn't he really like burritos? Let's say some other stuff that rhymes with Zito.
Conceit.
Papacito. You're really fucking conceit, though.
Ay, papacito.
Is it conceit?
Huh?
I don't know. You're weird.
I'm weird. What did I do?
Do you know anything more about this guy?
No, fuck no.
Does anyone care? Do we think he's ever going to... Like, here's my problem. Do you think he's ever going to have another song that hits this close to fucking popularity?
No, because...
And the video's so bad. This. It's so stupid.
The thing is, nobody will ever. I don't think anybody's ever
nobody,
gonna beat this.
Because Gundam Style was like, oh, 2 billion views, that's
Gundam.
Crazy. Gundam.
Gundam Style.
Gundam Mech.
Right.
Transformers, Optimus Prime, come with me if you want to live.
That's how it went. You nailed it.
How many views does that one have? 2.5 bill?
Gundam?
Gangam?
Gangam? I don't know, Kev, look up Gundam Style.
Okay.
Wapam.
Still typed in the wrong thing.
That's how you spell it. How do you spell it?
G-A-N-G-H-A-M.
It's Gangam?
Right?
There's no H.
G-A-M-W-F-T-Y
77.
3.1 billion.
3.1 bill.
Yeah, man. Sorry. You just got man. Well, I was trying to figure out Psy, right? That's his name.
Psy, yeah.
Sorry, Psy.
Yeah.
Fonzie's got your ass. Yeah. Sorry about that. This is wild.
That's so many numbers.
And here's my thing. We put a lot of time and effort into our content. I'm proud of the views we do. But it would be also dope if we had 1 billion view video. I'm just saying.
Can you, like...
Maybe we can make this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show the billion view video.
But I just don't.
For youtube.com/.
Here's what I would do.
I don't get it. Like, looking at this video, and I'm not showing it, but I'm showing it to you guys.
Yeah.
It's just a music video.
I mean, I get that part. No, it's the song. People just love the song.
No, yeah. It's what it is, Kevin. It's people putting it in their playlist.
I understand, but like, this was like
art.
Yeah, like, I understand people watching
for
this.
For listeners at home, he's saying Gangnam Style is art, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Gangnam. Oh, there's. Oh, I thought the H was an N. Or the N was an H. What? Here's a deal, guys. I'm willing to make this deal with Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi right now. Give us that 5 billion view video.
Yeah.
And let's break it up into 250,000 videos, videos. So that way, how many 250,000 view videos is that?
A lot. Kevin, can you do the math?
Can you
5 billion divided by 250,000 times 4.
Why 4?
I don't know.
Why
I just thought we'd be able to say one more thing after
because
that.
Because imagine if we had that many 250,000 view videos.
All of our lifetime views on across both channels don't even come up to close to a billion.
5 billion divided by what? 200?
5 billion divided by 250,000.
Right.
How many is that? Tell me the number.
20,000.
20,000?
20, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, we could all retire.
I thought it was gonna be like, I don't know, 18 or something.
18 videos.
Yeah.
You don't know how math works.
Who knows,
Kevin
dude?
Does.
That's, okay, fuck it. Let's up the stakes, man. 5 billion divided by 750,000.
Here's what I wanna tell him. Slice off a bill for us.
That's so many,
slice
dude.
Off a bill for us and give us as many million view videos as that is.
Fucking Christ, dude, that's a lot.
But this is what I'm
lot.
Talking about, man. Look, we have a bright future ahead of us. We just have to keep doing podcasts until one of them hits 5 billion.
Fuck, man. Hey, Forgotten Hell says on Twitch you have 21 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's close.
That's very
it's close.
That's very close. And
it's not bad.
I'm not denigrating what we do here. I'm super proud of everything we do. I'm super proud of the work we do. I'm just saying it's not enough.
Yeah. Let's just
clearly
remember
we're
that,
falling way
that,
behind.
A billion is 1,000 million.
Yeah.
So, 1,000 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You would think a billion is 100 million. It's not.
No,
that's 100
that's
million.
That's 100 million.
Oh,
a billion is 1,000 million.
Yeah.
A trillion.
We could have 1,000 million view videos.
Yeah.
We'd be so popular. Can
you
imagine that?
We would be Couch Op. It would be so great.
We would be Couch Op and Sugar Pine and Achievement
Those guys put like everything in. You know what I mean? Like they
go.
Their,
they do sacrifice their body,
their body
and soul.
That's the thing. Like, you know, they earn it.
That's a good point. We don't do anything around here to earn it.
We're sitting.
We do shit.
Like, you're very comfortable in a cool set.
We do dick all.
Yeah.
It's air conditioned in here,
kind of. Kind of.
Sometimes I'll get on here and I'll get in front of the camera.
Yeah, literally, at worst, it gets a little hot here.
Right.
Like, yeah. Sometimes there was that one day when all of us were like, wow, and then we wore shorts the next day and it was totally fine. That is as much adversity as we faced making this content.
Yeah, do you remember how disappointing that AC unit that we bought was?
Oh man. I wanted to name it too. I wanted it to be cool and name it and have it be a part of our life.
Yeah.
Coolio.
Oh. Man.
Fuck man.
Can we get
Kevin,
another one?
We gotta buy another one next summer.
I'm definitely gonna try it again.
Cool I mean this
how
coming
about Coolbot.
Coolbot.
No, Coolio's better. Coolio's way better,
dude.
Can we put like some sort of cool, like Coolio inspired thing on him?
How about Chill Clinton?
Oh my
God. Chill Clinton is good.
That is really good. You are on fuego today, my friend.
How about Gary Sifrise?
Like, wow.
Like
you
Sinise
should have stopped
Sifrise.
At the bill to Chill Clinton. Give me
Chill
one more.
Chill Clinton's pretty good.
Clean my palate with one more.
Clean your palate with one.
Give me something different.
Hold on, hold on,
Throw me a curveball.
Hold on.
Curve it up, dude.
Bold, no. Cold. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with cold.
Cold. Bold.
Yeah, but.
Frozone.
But I'm trying to think of a celebrity. You know what I mean?
Well, why you
keep
think
doing
of that?
The show, I'll think about
yeah,
it.
Why yeah, why you think of that? Actually, I'm going to, Kev, let's wave off the news stories from now on.
Okay.
Let's go into some tips. You guys have tipped
Wait,
us
you
the
sure
fire.
You don't want to talk about this one?
Where the Avengers?
Deadline Hollywood is talking about something that might happen? I just think this
sure,
is a
pull
funny
it up.
No, well, okay.
Yeah,
no.
Pull it up. Fuck it. Avengers Infinity War hits tracking with the potential to open to 200 million plus. I'll tell you this. The concept of tracking, I don't understand how it works. I'm sure there's some science behind it. I will say this. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Black Panther was supposed to open to like 150 at first, and then they upped it to 165, and then they were like, it might go above 200 as we got closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
This, the potential to open a 200 million plus, yeah, it probably will. Black Panther like shot way past 200 million, if I'm not mistaken, for the opening weekend. So the fact that Infinity War might do better,
cool.
Water's also wet.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there. Sky sometimes blue. There it is.
Red Seth.
Real quick, let's do this one just because I fucking love MoviePass.
Sure.
I'm throwing the fucking
This wind. Comes from Hollywood Reporter. MoviePass and Standoff with AMC Theaters now covering all locations. There is zero excuses for me not to have it.
They won.
Beat AMC. Zero.
You won.
Fuck you, AMC.
This is the future, man. I'm telling you. This is the future. And I will
they
say this.
They're trying to fight back.
15 years from now, when I finally get around to getting MoviePass, and it's not as cool as it is right now.
It's not
I'm
cool.
I'm going to tell everyone it is.
No, it was cool like
yeah.
3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like everyone just has it.
Yeah.
You know?
Red Seth, Mustafa Khalid.
I don't have it.
And Captain Package all said Gary Coldman.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Chill Clinton's way better.
Chill Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic is great. That would be the whole name.
Okay.
His nickname would be Chill. We call him Chill Clinton, but it would be Chill Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
It would be Chill Clinton on there, and we would call it Mr. Clinton. You would say, turn on Mr. Clinton.
Mr. President?
Oh, we call him Mr. President?
No, Mr. Clinton. Turn on Mr. Clinton. Because he's not president anymore.
Can we ask?
You okay. Still call him Mr.
So
president.
So here's the thing. If we call
former
it
president.
Chill Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic, can I say, Kevin, we want the funk?
I mean, yeah.
Kevin, cool. Bring in the funk.
But like, I like saying turn
want
on.
The funk,
turn on Mr. Clinton.
You know? George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic.
Almost vomited.
PCU reference. Never mind.
Kamiki.
Yeah, I never know how to say that name.
Says, fuck MoviePass. Like, all right, man. That's cool, I guess.
If you don't like good deals, that's cool.
No, it's fine. Let's not call
you don't like
him
pina coladas.
Maybe he got screwed over on MoviePass. It happens. Maybe. It happens. I had a best friend hit me up and be like, hey, it's been 6 months. They've been charging me. I never got it. It's like, man, that sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's a worse situation.
Their customer service, not great because they literally have millions of people signing on.
Also, in the last 3 days, here's become sort of this this recurring thing that's been going on in my life, everybody. Kevin's giving me the link again.
Yeah, give it to me.
Here's a recurring theme. Text messages telling me that someone's trying to sign into my Facebook.
Yeah, you're getting fucking hacked.
And emails.
Kev, I just locked you something.
Emails from fucking Epic saying, hey, you got locked out of your Epic account for too many logins. Mm-hmm. You're locked out for 30 minutes.
You're getting hacked, bro.
Who's trying to hack me?
Let him in, dude.
I'm asking this question to the chat. Chat, is it you?
Who's hacking me?
Is it you that's trying to hack Andy? Don't hack Andy. It's not cool.
It's fucking bullshit,
it's
dude.
It's not cool, guys. It's super not cool. But I'll tell you what is cool. Your support here on twitch.tv/kindoffunny.
Huh?
I know. I'm like, fuck, we gotta get going. Let me queue up the tips here real quick. And here we go. There is one tip. We appreciate that. Oh, it's a 500 cheer shirt too as well. That's cool. That's dope.
That's cool.
Is the engine? Engine? Is it why do you say that?
What? Is
at the NG.
Is at the NG.
Gave us 500 cheers. Says, from yesterday's morning show, what differentiates movies where the heroes fail from being excellent like Civil War or not so good like Skyfall, The Last Jedi? Oof. That is a topic for a GOG show if I ever heard one like that. I'm going to remember that one.
Can you read it one more time?
What, from yesterday's morning show, what did we were talking about?
Uh-huh.
How you and I were a little disappointed in The Last Jedi, where everyone fails completely across the board.
Yeah.
What differentiates movies where heroes fail from being excellent? The Civil War, or not so good.
But I feel like in Civil War they still succeeded. But we can get into it further.
Yeah.
But I think there's definitely something a big thing that we can go off. Well, Civil War they stopped the enemy's plan. They defeated him. What happened is they broke internally because there were. It was like built on a weak structure.
See, I would argue that they failed, but that the enemy succeeded, and that's why that movie was so poignant, because he was just smarter and better and had a better plan.
Well,
I don't
plan
mind
was
movies
to,
like
for
that.
For them to like kill them. I mean, I thought his plan was for them to kill him.
I prefer an enemy that isn't all about the brute force.
Oh, that's smart.
Shut up, Andy.
My thing about Civil War that I liked was that everyone was doing things that seemed justified for their characters. Like the motivations for why they were doing what they were doing seemed justified. They thought they were doing the right thing and they were utilizing all the resources and all their intelligence and making smart decisions in the confines of that. So you look at Tony Stark in the confines of him being emotionally distraught from all the shit that's happened to him over the last 5 years, feeling guilty for being an arms dealer back in the day and now killing people. It makes sense that he's like, somebody needs to step into my life and like give us a little bit of oversight.
Somebody stop me.
And so... mask. That character flaw of his, that need for that, or by the way, the lack thereof, because at the end he just goes, fuck everyone, I'm gonna put you on hold. I thought was interesting because it opens up that a little bit of a hole to exploit by the bad guy, which is cool. That's what I liked about Civil War. As far as Skyfall actually, my issue with Skyfall wasn't that he lost at the end. My issue with Skyfall was that they broke with the tone and all the stuff they'd set up in Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace. I just didn't like that they went back to kind of goofy gadgetry, and I just felt like the main villain, like, what was his point? He wanted to kill M? Okay.
But, like, that's the, like, that's where he failed in the mission, where it's like, all right, the person, Skyfall's a trickier one, because the movie itself is pretty cool.
It's good. It's not bad.
But, like,
it's just not
my favorite.
I feel
like the ending is just so disappointing, and, like,
nothing really happens of any consequence in that movie.
Well, no, except for M dying. Like, so much of it is built on,
story,
like, hey, you have to protect M, and James Bond is, like, the guy that gets the mission done always.
Yeah.
And to see him fail, like, he couldn't, like, why didn't he turn M around and then take the knife to his back?
Right, so
you know what I mean?
Because
like, he's supposed to do the mission.
She was going anyway at some point.
But
in the
instead, he, like, hugs her as this dude throws a knife in her back, and then the dude immediately dies. And it's just, it was one of those things where, like, it felt disappointing in, I felt like they were like, okay, so everything goes close enough, and then right at the end, he loses it. And it's like,
Well, you know, honestly, to defend, not to play devil's advocate and at the risk of flip-flopping, to defend Skyfall, I like that they were trying to do something different with it. I do like that they were trying to have, like, show his background, more humanize him a little bit more, show where he came from, show how she was the surrogate mother, and show what it was like when he failed and how that would be. It just didn't work for me. My biggest issue with the movie was, like, we're just kind of breaking with the reality of the world. We're bringing back the car from the 60s that never had gadgets installed in it. It was just weird. Anyway, shot beautifully, though. Shout out to Roger Deakins.
Never saw it.
Hal Cones 33. Thank you for that. Thanks for the insightful insight.
Mm-hmm.
Hal Cones 33 says, can we get a Minority Report in Espanol featuring Nick doing a Will Ferrell in Casa de mi Padre? You know, I never saw Casa de mi Padre.
Never saw that.
What an interesting concept, though.
Yeah.
Where that cool. was like, he was like, I'm going to make a movie that's in Spanish.
Yeah.
But I don't speak Spanish.
Well, he speaks perfect Spanish.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Captain Video 42. So I was like, maybe you could talk now. No, I have to go back and talk to this thing.
Yeah.
I just lost it for a second there. I woke up really early today.
It's all good.
Captain Video 42 gave us some cheers and said, what if the last Starfighter, what if the last Starfighter, but with porn instead? Am I reading that right? What if the last Starfighter, but with porn instead? Got it. She's the best cam girl in the world. Competent female lead. Got it. Good. Yeah, we got a strong female character. I like that. You got to have that. And the only one who can trick the aliens into spending all their money and dying of dehydration from jerking off so much. Someone get Gary Whitta on the phone. I think you got a winning product here. At the risk of pulling a Duffer Brothers, I'm going to steal this and turn it into a multi-million dollar franchise. And you can't do anything about it, Captain Video 42.
Because
there's
cool.
no proof that this ever happened.
Can you give me some of that money that you make?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Because you haven't seen Casa de mi Padre or Skyfall.
You haven't
life.
Seen Casa de mi Padre either. You just said you hadn't either.
Yeah, but you don't
I've heard it.
All of it.
What? I may not understand all of it, no. That's not true.
Okay, well, cool.
Unless they speak super fast, because there's a lot of times where I'm watching, like, Spanish TV or whatever, and they're speaking really fast, and it's hard for me to keep up.
No, they're going to speak slow, because he doesn't speak Spanish.
Sure.
It's true. But he enunciates, which is great. All right, let's move on to PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity to nominate someone out there who's doing a bang-up job of being a human being. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out the form, and we will shout you out as you shout them out. Today, Charles Jacobson is shouting out Andy Nitro Rifle and Cortez. He says, today is his 1 year anniversary of Kind of Funny, and let me tell you what an incredible year it has been. I can't read that voice the whole time. I'm sorry, Andy.
It's okay.
I can't tell you how many times I've rewatched Gogs he has been on, and Party Mode I rewatch at least every month, simply because it's such a fantastic show. As I write this, I realize what makes him special. He is truly the human form of Portillo. We've called him that, yes. Everyone wants to pet him. He's a natural on camera, and Greg loves him, but not afraid of telling him that he has been a bad boy. Mm-hmm. This is getting sexy. I want him to
know. I'm kind of into it.
Love you, Andy. You're a freaking star. You're way too funny for Kind of Funny, but don't you dare leave. And if a girl pooped some Maximum Cortez
popped.
Gum. And if a girl popped some Maximum Cortez gum, I'd expect a hell of a night.
Gum. Come Gum, thank you, Charles. I appreciate those kind words, man.
Also, shout out to Charles for always being in the chat when we record GOGs live. It's always awesome to see
you. And you can watch it.
You can watch that too if you support us at the Patreon, $1 above level.
And here's one thing I've been saying for a long time. I've been fucking up. Before every Party Mode episode, it wasn't until this most recent one that I edited where I say, get this episode for a dollar. No, you pay a dollar, you get a full month of episodes.
Yeah, you get a lot of episodes.
I keep, you get an episode every week. It's 4 to 5 episodes a month, right?
You get this episode for 25 cents.
Yeah, we should start saying that.
No, it makes it sound cheap. Nobody wants to buy shit for 25. When's the last time you bought something for 25 cents?
Bubblegum.
It still smells like dusty
like
audio
old wires
and wood. It Maybe smells like my dad growing up was in a band.
Maybe it's my breath.
No, I don't think so. He was in a band with a bunch of his college buddies, but they kept gigging every year. They'd get together and hang out and gig. And the equipment just had that smell to it of old amplifiers. Like old particle board, carpet that had way too much in there. They would and he'd pull it out and you'd be like, oh man, it's just the smell of old electronics that are about to catch on fire and kill everyone in the house.
Takes me
just
back,
just a burning, raging fire.
Takes me back.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's giveaway time. How do you win? Well, there are four ways. One, you can be in the Twitch chat right now if you're watching live with us. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you guys in just 1 second. Two, you can be a Twitch subscriber. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime. Now is the time to do it. I'll give you approximately 3 seconds. We appreciate that.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Definitely link that. It's awesome. If you don't want to give it to us, give it to someone in the community you feel is doing a dope-ass job of streaming, like Maximum Cortez. He's doing a good job, too. But that's kind of like giving it to us anyway. Because, holy shit, I thought he was Kevin. And then I heard Cool Greg's voice, and I looked over, it was Cool Greg. Cool Greg apparated inside of Kevin's body. Kevin's gone.
Like Vision in Ant-Man.
He is like Vision in Ant-Man. He's inside me. Three and four, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. And, you can support us at the $2 or above level on either of those platforms. Those are the ways to amplify our chances of winning. Today, the winner comes from the Twitch chat. Inferno Master, congratulations. You have won Pit People on Steam.
Inferno Master.
Master Inferno. Master Inferno. All right, let's go into the 3 and 3.
Congratulations.
Andy, you of course know what the 3 and 3 is. I will tell you what it is. Just in case you didn't know. At the end of every show here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we like to give you guys an opportunity to ask us questions that maybe we didn't see in the chat. If you're a non-subscriber, we will denigrate you by calling you a norm. Right. It is a term of not endearment, but of just extraordinarily harsh meanness. It is meant to make you feel small so that you will give us money and be one of the chosen few who also get a little extra time with us. The diamonds in the rough. The gold to my finger.
Peer pressure.
The subscribers. No peer pressure. You don't have to support us. But I just
but
know
you
that
better
if
fucking
you do,
support us.
It would be dope. If you don't, not so dope. Andy, let's read some comments here. Nick, what's up with the Jackmanoff? Says Drewski_2K. Nothing. I have stopped lifting. Largely because it's just a time constraint. I have been tracking my diet though. So if I'm tracking my diet and how much weight I've lost over the last couple weeks, not a lot, but if that ends up looking good, I might put that full diary out to the audience so you guys can see how I've eaten for the last couple months, and then I'm tracking how much I've lost. So my hope is that I can lose more body fat. I'm lifting maybe once every 2 weeks, but I've been doing more comedy and more jiu-jitsu. So Jackmanoff, on hold, but if you guys have results and things like that, please tweet them at me and let me know and put them on Reddit.
Comedy and jiu-jitsu at the same time. Netflix
jiu-jitsu
special.
Comedy.
How do you feel about that?
Bad. Terrible. That'd be terrible.
There it is.
Crazy Peanut says, best Bond movie and why? Andy, are you a big Bond
Fuck
fan?
Fuck no. Well, I just don't care, dude. I like Mission Impossible so much more. I like Mission Impossible so much more.
It's a much
I know
more
they can. I know they can
now.
Coexist, but I just don't. I've never cared about Bond.
No, they can't.
I saw Tomorrow Never Dies and Die Another Day and Tomorrow Lives Forever and Letting Go and Moving On and fucking
I like that
Click.
Tomorrow Lives Forever in your mind is the more positive way of framing Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah,
Tomorrow Lives Forever.
It's part two. It's great.
My favorite Bond movie in recent years was Casino Royale. I really liked what they did with that. I liked how they brought it back and had a really serious, very almost realistic tone to it. You know, I thought it was cool. It was less zany. There wasn't any gadgets. It was just about bringing this character back in a different way. And then I hated the way they just took all that seriousness and all that amazing things they set up and drove it into the ground over the next three films.
Amy Gills likes my t-shirt. And somebody else asked where I got it. I didn't see who asked
what
I got
the shirt. What t-shirt you wearing?
I got it at PSX.
Oh, you're wearing that for audio listeners.
They release the shirt.
PlayStation Rainbow shirt.
I feel like at every PSX. And you can only get it there. Normally.
Let's see. TyTyW says, Nick, definitive Bond ranking. I would say number one has to be Sean Connery. That's everyone's Bond. He's amazing. Yeah, he's the original Bond. He's awesome. He's the one that everyone tries to either emulate or stray so far away from, put their own little spin on it, but whatever. Number two, this is going to be controversial. No, Roger Moore. I give it to him because, A, I stand by he has the most entertaining movies. They are crazy and zany and weird and fucking strange, but he did the most out of any Bonds, and he's awesome. Also wrote his autobiography on my honeymoon. Loved it. Three, I'll say Daniel Craig. Four, Pierce Brosnan. Five, Timothy Dalton, and then George Lazenby. Lazenby rounds out all of those.
Did I miss anyone? I only know like three of the people you just mentioned.
Well, that's because only like three of them did more than two Bond movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Timothy Dalton didn't last very long, and George Lazenby totally fucked his career up by not wanting to do more. Great Bond, but just didn't do enough to rank higher on the list. Mm. Hey, Nick. So, did you pick up your name or not? Says Ignacio Rojas.
Joey has it.
And Ignacio, if you refuse to pay attention to the show and you keep asking the questions that I've answered, I will have Andy figure out how to ban you one day for 15 seconds. That'll be your punishment.
Also, it'll be during all sorts of sports.
Ignacio's.
So pay attention.
I watched the second episode of, I fell asleep for most of the second episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know, man.
Because it's stupid.
The third episode wasn't great either. I know you say the first season's the best, but...
The best?
It's just not getting me.
That's not what I've heard at all.
But that's what Ignacio says.
Oh. Oh, he's winking.
Canucks fan, 4342, says, never heard of George Lazenby being a Bond, but heard of the rest of them. Yeah, he did one movie. He did On Her Majesty's Secret Service. He was actually a good Bond, and it's an interesting movie because it actually... I think it's one of the better shot Bond films. It's certainly like probably the most cinematic up to date of all the Bond films, and it represents to me like that time in cinema where like we were shifting over to what the modern like action movies, sort of Bond movies, gonna look like. I think it was like anamorphic, panoramic, all sorts of the Ramix. Very, very cool. But apparently, as the story goes, he got the role, and then his agent or someone in his life was like, "You shouldn't do more of these. You're gonna get pigeonholed as Bond," which admittedly happened to Roger Moore. And so he's like, "I don't want to do this ever again," and then never. Ended up doing a big role. It sucks.
It's heartbreaking.
Let's see. Let's go into sub-only mode.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't get good until they go to space.
When is that? Season 5, episode 17?
I feel like they're fucking around with us at this point.
Someone just spoil what's going on in S.H.I.E.L.D. for Nick. I don't care. You have to understand this. I understand that it's part of continuity, but no one gives a shit about that continuity. Here's what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is to me. You have a comic book run, and then you have all those stupid offshoots that you're like, oh, you could also read the one where Thor goes back to Asgard and hangs out with his mom. I don't fucking care about that. That's not even that. That's like the other offshoot of that. Who cares? Does it have Iron Man in it? Does it have Thor in it? Does it have Batman in it? Does it have Superman in it?
It's like Joey, the show after Friends.
What's that?
The show after Friends, Joey.
They try to do Joey?
I don't care.
No, nobody
cares. This isn't a part of the universe that I care
Although,
about.
To be fair, I should step back from that ledge. Because I would say the same usually, but the exception to that rule, of course, is Frasier, which went on to be as prolific as Cheers. Very, very good show, Frasier.
That's a spinoff?
Yeah, it's a spinoff of Cheers. Did you not know that?
I never knew that.
Yeah, he played Dr. Frasier Crane, who was married to Diane, he was married to Lilith, and he used to be at the bar, and then eventually had a thing with Diane that kind of broke that off. And then once the show ended, they gave basically everyone... their spinoffs. So I think like Ted Danson that wasn't a spinoff. He had like Booker later.
Norm Becker.
Norm had one, I think. I think they even tried one with Cliff. And the only one that worked was they took Frasier and brought him to Seattle, where he was quote unquote from, because he broke up with Lilith. And he was like, I'm just going to move back to Seattle to become a radio host, a doctor on the radio.
Are we doing a bit right now?
No, it's 100%. That's a spinoff. Frasier is a spinoff of Cheers. That's why all of the Cheers characters at one point in time showed up as the character on the show.
Shit.
Including Ted Danson, Woody Harrelson. I think Diane shows up too at one point, yeah. Lilith, of course, is a character that shows up a lot. B.B. Newworth.
Holy awesome. Shit.
Yeah.
It's not that show. I care much.
I'll be honest. I'm going to say something that's probably the most shocking thing anyone's ever said on this channel. I like Frasier more than Cheers.
I don't think a lot of people would disagree with you.
I don't think people have seen it.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
No, I'm sure some people in the chat are familiar with him. But no, people don't. I don't think people know enough about either show from like a I watched every episode like Nick did perspective to really give a shit about anything I'm talking about right now.
Hiding Frog Leap says, I take it today isn't an Andrea day.
No, she's not here today. So everyone can, there you go. Yeah, Woody and Ted appear in Frasier, but I think, I'm pretty sure Diane did as well. I could be wrong though. All right, guys, that's it for me. I'm sorry for everyone that wanted to hear about the intimate details of my physical this morning. I will probably share those tomorrow if it's a slow news day. Until then though, Andy, thank you so much for joining me.
No
problem,
Nicholas.
Keep enjoying those Cheetos. I appreciate the crunch. And all of you out there, stay chill Clinton-y. No, I tried.
Chill it.
Give me something.
And tomorrow lives forever.
Where the hot boys are chilling and the chilling boys are frozen. Well, until tomorrow, everyone. I'll see you at 11 a.m. I believe Tim and Jared are on Kinda Funny Games Daily. Make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, like this video. Please subscribe to our channel. And go over to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Check out that stuff over there. I love you all. Kevin, please cut the feed.